Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you, if you are just listening on our podcast, definitely download our shows everywhere and keep us with you. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. If you are on our radio show, we are so glad that you are here, and you can also stream us at kvta.com. And of course, we are grateful that you are here. And of course, we always start our show with something uplifting. There is nothing impossible to those who try. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And if you are in our community and you want to be a part of our show, please reach out to us on that number, or you can email me at kim@kpshow.org. We've got a great show for you today. And of course, my first guest is Michelle Pascal. And of course, we're going to be talking about a musical to celebrate Yagamanda. And of course, Michelle is also a author. And I was looking up some of the great things that you've already done. And of course, meditation is a big thing. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And let's welcome Michelle Pascal. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kim. I am so honored to be in your show and to be with all the people who follow you.
Thank you. And so you have a beautiful book that I was looking at, Meditation for Daily Stress, 10 Practices for Immediate Well-Being. Tell us, like, for just a second, I know we want to talk about the musical that's happening, and I do want to give out that date. That's November 17th, and that's in Los Angeles, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want to talk about you for a second.
Oh, thank you so much. Before to live in America, I was also living in a Buddhist monastery in Nepal, in Kathmandu. And 15 years ago, came to me by intuition that people will be unable to meditate. Because when we are so stressed every day, we cannot take a deep breath. We cannot be focused. It's too much difficult. So our world has changed. Meditation must also change, be more adapted to our time. So from my monastery, I create a new approach of meditation when our life is too much difficult, when our brain is running all the time, when we have money pressure, conflict, addiction. How can we calm the mind? And I developed this new approach of meditation for daily stress in my last book. I have published 20 books in spirituality. This is the last one. I developed this program for the prisoners of Los Angeles since 8 years, and we have zero suicide. Zero suicide.
I love that.
The best result of America on the population, the most affected by mental issues. Zero suicide and 100% positive opinion. So yes, it's a revolution for meditation. It's a meditation with no breathing exercise, no concentration, no effort. It's a totally new approach of meditation.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, you have to send me a couple of your books because I have learned to meditate now because life, you know, even if you think you're not stressed, you still are. You're trying to get through your day and you just have to kind of like almost be grateful for that moment. And that's really kind of how I bring myself back together.
For me, the question is not if we need to be grateful, of course, or if we need to meditate, of course. The question is how to meditate, how to be grateful. And this is the reason why You know, the prisoners, they say all the time to me, Michel, if you say to us to take a deep breath, to be focused on our breath, you don't realize how it's impossible to do that today. Our life is too much difficult. So I create a way of meditation dedicated for people too much stress every day. And probably, Kim, you know, but the data of the Health American Department, it's 75% of American people, 75, Kim, are just close to burnout. And this data was made before COVID.
Wow.
Do you imagine?
Wow.
Do you? Yeah. I work with Deepak Chopra for the suicide prevention. Every 40 seconds, someone takes his life in America. Every 40 seconds. This is the second common cause of death. And with the prisoners, we have zero suicide.
Right.
It's amazing.
Michel, you are actually the show creator, correct? And you... It's a musical celebration of the spirit of Uganda, right? And
Yogananda was the genius of the spirituality in America in the 1920s. And all the stars, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, the Beatles, million people around the world follow the teaching of Yogananda. And he was living in Los Angeles.
Right, and I heard he did his last show and then passed away right after. Is that correct?
It's amazing because Yogananda was living in Los Angeles during 20 years, and he passed away at the Biltmore Hotel in downtown LA, exactly at the place we created this musical to celebrate him, to celebrate meditation, to celebrate wellness, to celebrate yoga, Reiki, to celebrate all what we can do to feel better in this world.
So, Michel, what made you come up with this idea for this musical tribute to him?
It's interesting, your question, because a few years ago, I was directed the play about Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. You know, Little Flower, the little Catholic nun. And the show was a huge success around the world. And it's a huge success online. Also, there is 300,000 views. And I realized that a show can change a life. Because when you are too much stressed, unable to meditate, when your life is too much difficult, you can come to a show like Yogananda. It's a spiritual musical. And suddenly, with the narration, the dance, the music, the special effect, the soul, the force of the musician, and we have an incredible casting. I will explain that in a few minutes. Immediately, you say, wow.
Let me ask you, Michel. Michel, is there a message in the musical that you and Yogananda want the audience members to go home with?
No. It's a very special musical. It's a spiritual musical. Of course,
spiritual.
For a spiritual musical, we have an amazing actress as the narrator, Temple Hayes. Temple is a spiritual leader, as we know, but she is also an incredible actress. And when we have started to rehearse the show, she made me cry. She is amazing on stage. Just to see Temple Hayes on stage, it's an amazing spiritual experience. The emotion, the humor, the force that she gives on stage, it's amazing.
Wow. I mean, you are so passionate about it. I love it. So talk to us, like, what are we going to find in the show? How is it? Kind of visualize it for us, please.
So in this show, you will bloom your soul. You will feel an incredible energy. It's at the Biltmore Hotel. So this is the historical place where the Grammy Awards were created. This is a place where Walt Disney, Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra, they make their show. And Biltmore Hotel, it's just to arrive in this place. Wow, this is a shock. The architecture, the memory, the design, it's so beautiful. And in the show, during 1 hour and a half, we celebrate the life of Yogananda, and we have the best casting that I have never seen in a show. Michael Beckwith, my brother from Agape, will lead the opening meditation. Sister Jenna, she will lead the closing meditation. And we have on stage with me my band. They are the musicians of Earth, Wind and Fire. And we play together since 5 years at Carnegie Hall every year. And they come to play with me for this show. So this is the best band that we cannot imagine. And we have probably the best Indian tabla master from New Delhi. He comes specially for the show. So to blind Indian tabla master, Earth, Wind and Fire, Michael Beckwith, Temple A, Sister Jenna, it's amazing. And for all the people who love Yogananda, we have the nephew of Yogananda. His grand-nephew, Sujan Datta, will be on stage to bless the audience.
Wow. So, Michel, thank you so much for being here, too. But can you explain the message and the teaching center around self-realization that Yogananda
explains something very simple. We need to calm the mind. There is no other message. We need to be more calm. Because when we are calm, we become happy. We become grateful. We are positive. So there is no other message in this world than to calm the mind.
Right. And when people engage with this, it's like bringing love back into everything that we do, correct?
Yes, it's a show. We meditate, we calm the mind, and we sing, and we dance. And it's also a very spectacular show because all the stage, it's also a full cinematic screen with a lot of 3D effects. So you enter in a sort of immersive show. And the audience, the show is in 360. So the audience is very close to us on stage. So it's an amazing relation with each spectator.
I love it. So is there only going to be one performance?
Yes. We create the show at Biltmore Hotel, November 17. And after, the show will be at Carnegie Hall in New York in a few months.
Okay. And is there any plans for this musical future? Are you going to be doing another one?
Yes, I will update because we are near to be sold out today. I think there is just 5 or 10 tickets left if people want to come. And we will add other dates probably. I will know in the next week exactly.
Okay. So how do our listeners get tickets?
It's very simple. There is a link that you can put on your website or they can... contact me by Instagram, Michel Meditates.
Okay. And how do they find out more about you and, of course, your books?
But this is very simple. You go on my social media, Michel Meditates, M-I-C-H-E-L, Meditates, or on your website, it could be beautiful. If we can post the link to present the show and for the ticketing.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. And thank you so much. And I can't wait to hear all about your musical and how amazing it is. So I wish you lots of luck on it. And as they say, go break a leg, right?
You are so kind, Tim. I think really in our world, we need spiritual musicals. Really, in our world, we need positive energy. We need happiness. We need to pray, to meditate, to dance, to be crazy on stage. This is a promise to each spectator who will come to see this show.
I love it. Okay. And of course, again, really quick, November 17th, 2000.
At Biltmore Hotel, Yoga and Dance.
At the Biltmore Hotel in LA.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Well, great. All right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it. And I thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Kim. All my best to you. God bless you, Kim, and all your beautiful work.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest is David Hay, and he is the author of Bubble 3.0, History's Biggest Financial Bubble. And David is a longtime investor and author. He recently just released this book, and which is a warning about the problem we inherit in our financial system. I was kind of listening through it and kind of learning a little bit more, but the Fed being the main culprit for bubble creation, and such bubbles always get wrecked. And the Fed has kept rates at a Great Depression level. We're going to find out more about this. Despite reasonable economic activity, he recalls not being negative enough during 2005 regarding the housing market, which blew up. David believes this time around will be similar and things will get quite bad. Let's bring David on. David, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Kim. Well, thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about, first of all, you're a portfolio manager, right?
Correct.
And talk to us about that.
Right. So we're of a very different breed, because frankly, in our business, it's gone to mostly no-think investing, indexing, passive investing, whatever you want to call it. So those of us that actually do either big picture research with the fancy name of macroeconomic research, or just, you know, micro, looking at individual companies, frankly, we're dinosaurs. We're a dying breed, you know, which is why I think there's great opportunity for people that are willing to think. And
right.
I think, you know, a big part of that is being willing to call out bubbles as opposed to Wall Street, which tends to endorse them because they make a lot of money when these bubbles are inflating.
Right, right. And so you've built businesses and managed lots of people, $300 million to $2.5 billion, right?
That's our assets under management, correct.
Yeah. So talk to us. I mean, where do you think we are in this decade that we're getting into right now?
Well, I think it's a mess. And, you know, just
yeah,
to be clear,
I agree.
We published Bubble 3.0 digitally via Substack early in the year, like starting in January. We actually ran some of the early chapters in our newsletter as far back as last October. That one was particularly on what we saw was the emerging energy disaster in Europe. So this book, and actually some of my earlier newsletters were on the topic of Bubble 3.0. So this has been a theme of mine for a couple of years, but it really hit a crescendo last year in what I consider to be mass insanity. And you may remember the meme stocks like GameStop and AMC that went absolutely ballistic and destroyed some hedge funds that were short. But it was so many asset classes, you know, using the term very charitably, because frankly, they were nothing more than lottery tickets, whether it was SPACs or NFTs or the cryptos like Dogecoin that got up to an $88 billion market cap, Kim. And that's bigger than a lot of U.S. blue chips, even though the founder said very honestly it's worthless. And he was right. And it's gone from $88 billion down to $8 billion. So massive wealth destruction. And that's been true of so many of these things that were really the, you know, really the playthings of the speculative crowd. It was, of course, not just financial assets. Real estate got caught up in it. My concern is we've got a global real estate bubble that's even greater than 07, 08. You referred to that earlier. And I did do a lot of warning back in 05, 06, 07 of that impending implosion of that massive bubble. But as you said, I really wasn't negative enough, as concerned as I was. But this one, you know, beats them all. This is truly, I believe, the biggest bubble in recorded human history.
Really? And so let me ask you, I mean, what do you think is your strategy for winning the hard fights in today's brutal financial markets?
Well, first of all, I think from an overarching standpoint, you want to invest in things that central banks can't print. And so there are inherently scarce assets, which, you know, conveniently are in high demand. I'd say oil, natural gas, gold, silver, copper, fertilizer, uranium being one of my absolute favorite plays right now. And actually, these are all relatively easy for your listeners to invest in, either with exchange-traded funds, otherwise known as ETFs, or with the direct equities. And actually, I do prefer in most cases the direct equities, the stocks that actually produce those things. But I think it's also important to realize the days of the 60-40, 50-50, which means a balanced stock-bond portfolio of generating superior return with a real smooth ride are over. And the reason it was such a smooth ride, and we're seeing, and this is one of the key points in my book, which again we published early in the year, is that the days of that working are likely over. So the reason this year has been so painful, and by the way, it's been the greatest wealth wipeout since the 1930s already this year, that's because people are losing money on stocks and bonds, whereas bonds previously provided a hedge. They provided a counterbalance when stocks were getting smashed. This year, bonds are actually down more than stocks in many cases.
So let me ask you, you actually published your second book, right? So now you have two, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the first one was not really, it was more of a fiction book, but, you know, with a fair amount of reality about bubble, with Bubble 2.0. So I think that's an important point to realize that the reason it's called Bubble 3.0 this time is the first bubble was tech back in the late 90s, which I'm sure you remember. And,
right.
Of course, that ended horribly. The NASDAQ went down about 80% after that. Then, of course, we had the housing bubble, and it was related because in the Fed panic when the tech bubble imploded, and so they did cut interest rates down to Great Depression levels, even though the economy was in a pretty good place back in 03, 04, 05. It was recovering very nicely from that mild recession plus the shock of 9/11. So that created the housing bubble. And then crash. Then they went into QE, you know, quantitative easing, which you probably have heard about, which was all their, you know, multi-trillion dollar money printing that they did, which, of course, hit a crescendo during COVID, when not only was the Fed creating trillions, but the government was sending out trillions of dollars of stimulus payments. And we were warning at the time, this is going to create a lot of inflation. That was one of the key themes of my book, but even my newsletters prior to the book. And boy, have we got inflation like we haven't seen in 40 plus years.
So let's take a minute to address some of the issues. And do you talk about these in the book, gas, oil, other energies? Are they viable alternatives? Food costs, housing, all those kind of things.
Well, when it comes to energy, absolutely there's viable alternatives to oil and gas. And the renewables have a definite place in the solution set for providing energy. But I think we're seeing very clearly in Europe right now that it's very difficult for renewables to bring home all the mail. At this point in time, we still need fossil fuels. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't do things to try to minimize the environmental impact. Of course, we should. And one of the best ways is, frankly, to move away from burning coal. And unfortunately, the world is going back to burning more and more coal because of this third and I think worst energy crisis. And the way the U.S. has had a 75% improvement in its air quality over the last 50 years, which it has, that's on the EPA website, is because of renewables, but also because of shifting from coal to much cleaner burning natural gas. But I think
we don't even have enough diesel, right, to last. I mean, we're down to, I don't know, like 128 days or something. How is that possible?
Well, it's a good point. Diesel is, that's why you see the gas stations. I saw a station here in South Carolina recently where it was $2 more a gallon for diesel than it was for regular. More normally, it's $1 or $1.50. But the problem is there's a shortage of refining capacity. And it's true of any refined product, but diesel is particularly in short supply right now. We haven't built a new refinery in this country since 1976.
Correct.
And we wonder why there's a shortage of gasoline. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody wants a good environment, but you also have to be realistic. And frankly, one of the ways we've helped air quality the most over the last 50 years is with catalytic converters. And there's some new technology out there that's really cool by the same company that developed catalytic converters that you can, you know, still have a ICE, internal combustion engine, but, you know, with a very clean burn to it. So I think we have to be realistic about this, what I call the great green energy transition, because doing it too rapidly and without enough forethought, you know, we're going to have the kind of disasters that Europe is facing really acutely right now.
Right. Now, are you bearish on the dollar? Talk to us about that.
I am, and I'm glad you brought it up because of my major predictions in my book, that was the one I really have gotten wrong. The other 8 or 9 were basically, you know, pretty much spot on, but to be wrong about the dollar was a biggie because the dollar going up, and one of the guys in our business who I admire, Michael Cow, the Urban Cowboy, calls it the wrecking ball dollar. And because the dollar has gone up so sharply this year, it has put tremendous pressure on a lot of the emerging markets, even developed markets, a lot of asset prices. So when the dollar goes up like it has, that's not a good thing for many types of investments and for many countries.
Right.
But I do believe it's now 35% overvalued on what's called a purchasing power parity basis, PPP. And it looks like at some point it's really going to get hit hard. It is starting to crack a bit, but I think that's going to be the big story of 2023 is the dollar coming down hard. And that will actually be good for a lot of these scarce assets, the ones that I mentioned earlier.
And you predicted high inflation throughout 2022. Any revisions on that?
Good question. And yes, I do think we're to a point where the economy is likely to go into a recession. In fact, I think it's going to be a global recession. And in recession, interest rates and inflation both come down. And as you probably know, the Fed has been, they were very slow to raise rates. They were still printing money as recently as March of this year, but they are now in panic mode. So they have raised interest rates at the fastest rate that they ever have. And it is causing a lot of problems. Obviously, real estate is taking the brunt of it right now, but when you get dramatically higher interest rates, it puts a lot of pressure on the overall economy. So I'm definitely in the camp where you get a recession. I think it's actually going to be a fairly severe recession, and that will bring inflation down. But longer term, I think inflation comes flaring back up, much as it did back in the 1970s, where it would come down during a recession to take off again. I think we've got structural kind of long-term drivers in place of inflation.
Interesting. Now, you talk about global margin call. Talk to us about that.
So when you get the kind of interest rate increases that we've had, things start to break in the financial markets. For one thing, interest rates were held too low too long. So individuals and institutions have, primarily institutions, over-leveraged. They're way out over their skis with debt, and they've done all these very complicated derivatives that were, when interest rates go up and markets get messy, they get clobbered. And a classic example of that is in the UK right now, in Britain, where they had a massive margin call on their pension funds, of all things. You would think pension funds would not be involved with leverage, but they were highly leveraged with what they call liquidity-driven investments, LDIs, which is just another crazy derivative. So when their bond market fell out of bed, which it did recently, government bonds, and it affected everything. So prices started crashing, and then it set off this chain reaction of margin calls. And this just happened within the last month. And the Bank of England had to step in and stabilize their bond market. And I think that's frankly coming to America. I think there's been a lot of games played during this period of artificially suppressed interest rates, and now the chickens are coming home to roost.
I think you're absolutely, I'm right there with you. And it's a scary time right now. It's very unsure for everything that we have going on in our life. Now, I know that you have 6 grandchildren. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And of course, your thing is really to leave this world a better place for them, correct? Like I am for my
correct.
Children and my grandchildren. But how can we really even accomplish that? I mean, what should we be doing? We're in an election right now. We've got, it's kind of a crazy time, and especially coming out of the, pandemic. Prices are through the roof. Everybody's charging more for everything. Every price has gone up. What do we do?
Well, I think it comes back to electing the right leaders, and I blame both parties. I say that I'm an equal opportunity deplorer when it comes to the political parties. I think they both have failed horribly, and I think it's, we have to take the blame as the voters. I think we keep electing people that are personalities, they look good on TV, and they're charming and so forth, but they're just vote buyers. They'll do anything to win the next election. And we saw that play out over the last couple of years, where they resorted to this modern monetary theory, MMT, which is the primary reason we have the kind of inflation that you were alluding to. So just a quick little political message. I'm bipartisan, so I think it's fair to bring this up. I'm the Washington State co-chairman of No Labels, which is a bipartisan organization that's made up of 29 House members that are Democratic, 29 that are Republican, 15 senators, including Joe Manchin. And they're really a viable alternative to this polarity, this extreme polarity that we have in the political world these days, and where it seems like, the Republicans are controlled by the far right and the Democrats are controlled by the far left. And that's not what most Americans believe. But that
right.
those extreme elements tend to be highly, highly energetic and very controlling. And I think they've led us down a very bad path.
Right. And so what do you think, if the Republicans take the House in November or if the Democrats keep their majorities? What's your thought on that? Where are we going to be?
I think it's going to be a red wave. And I know there's probably a lot of your listeners don't want to hear that. And I don't think this is going to be the solution, because I say both parties have had their chances. Both parties have failed miserably. So I do think the stock market will probably react positively. That may be why it's been rallying here lately. Because I think it's discounting surprisingly strong performance, because it was not that long ago, just a few weeks ago, where it was thinking, well, the market was believing, the polls were saying, the media was saying that we could have a fairly close election, and I don't think so, especially I think with some of the events that have happened here recently. So I think that's probably what's going to happen. But again, that's not the solution. We need some radically different policies in this country. And I think you said it earlier, I think starting with the Fed. I mean, these guys have blown it time and time and time again. And they've allowed these bubbles to form.
First of all, David, super, really interesting talking with you. One, I want to make sure that we let everybody know where they can get your book. And I know that you've made an offer for our show, so I appreciate that. Also, you have
yes.
an audio book, which is, how many hours is it? It's like...
I think it's about 14 or so. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, hello. Wow.
It's an audio book, but it's really, the book itself is not all that long. Certainly, there's a lot longer audiobooks out there, but it's you go to search for Bubble 3.0 on Awesound, AWESOUND.com, and there is a Pagano discount, Pagano 33, which is the 33% discount for it. A lot of people like to listen to these things when they're working out or driving.
I love podcasts. Obviously, I have one. So, yes, you know what? To me, when I'm walking or working out, exactly, or when we're driving, we just listen to it in the show, in the car. So I love shows like that, and I love books on tape. So great. Say it again, and where do we find out more about you?
So, again, the book is Bubble 3.0, and you can search for that on Awesound, AWESOUND.com. And be sure to get that Pagano discount, Pagano 33. And for us, and so I think for your listeners, we do write a free newsletter that goes out actually twice a week. One is more market-related. The other one's a little bit more kind of philosophical, big-picture stuff. And mm-hmm. You go to Substack, look for Haymaker. So it's a twist on my name, David Hay, Haymaker. And it's, again, free, everybody's favorite price.
Right. I love it. And will you send me either an audio or a book so that I could find out more about you? Because you're really interesting, and this is really interesting to me. So
absolutely.
I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And I'd love to talk to you further. Lots of
That'd
good
be great,
information
Kim.
There. So thank you so much. And, of course, for our listeners, David Hay, and definitely – download his book or get his book, Bubble 3.0. So thank you so much.
Thank you again, Kim. Hope to talk
you got
to you
it.
Soon.
Absolutely.
Bye.
I am so excited. Of course, I know everybody's been hearing about it, the 805 Writers Conference and Book Expo. And I've got Kathleen on the line here. And, of course, she's the president of Writers and Publishers Network, nonprofit. Hi, Kathleen. Thank you so much for calling in here. And, of course, joining us on our radio here is Kathleen Kaiser, and she's the conference producer. And we're talking about the 805 Writers Conference Book Expo, and you are the president of Writers and Publishing Publishers Network. Welcome, and thank you so much for popping in for a second here.
Well, thank you, Kim. We're very excited about this happening, you know, in two weekends, the 5th and 6th of November. It'll be really exciting down at the Crown Plaza.
Yeah, what are we going to get? I know we've been talking a lot about it, and, of course, just bringing that whole world of wealth and knowledge from all these amazing authors and of course, how to market and launch your masterpiece, correct?
Oh, absolutely. But at the Book Expo, what we're really doing is if people register in advance at the 805writersconference.com/bookexpo, they'll be able to register to win one of four bags of books, each worth over $100. So we've gotten some great books from the various authors and speakers. We have New York Times best-selling speakers at the conference. They're donating books. We're really excited about it.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, we've had so many people inquiring about it. Again, that is happening November 5th and 6th, and that's next week, 2 weeks from now. And of course, it's the 10th annual, and it's the 805 Book Expo and Conference. And of course, it's at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel on the beach. Really quick, give out that website one more time, please.
Okay, it's 805writersconference.com/book-expo. And they can go right there, hit the button, and it has them registry. We just need their name and email and what city they're from. And then they'll be registered in the contents. We're going to be drawing twice a day. They don't have to be there to win. But
oh,
it'll be fun.
And
a lot of one of the things is a lot of the speakers from the conference, like Gwendolyn Van Drouwen, the YA author, and William Bernhardt, they're all going to be there. So they'll be in the Book Expo signing books and meeting people and talking with everyone along with all the other people.
How fun is that? And, of course, there is no charge for the Book Expo. I want to make sure everybody knows that. So what a great place to go and hang out and get some incredible gifts there.
Kathleen, thank you so much for letting us be a part of this great event.
Oh, well, thank you, Kim. We really appreciate it and hope to see everybody there in the next weekend.
You got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My next guest is Beth Stiller, and she is the first female CEO of Massage Envy. Of course, I have to just say, massages is probably like one of my favorite things to do in the world. And so I'm excited to hear a little bit more about her. And of course, what we're going to really be talking about is self-care rituals that keep your body working. And with everybody working at home and in the offices, there is something that's just taxing on our bodies. And so let's bring our next guest on, Beth Stiller. Beth, are you there?
I am. Nice to meet you, Kim.
Nice to meet you, too. And, of course, I love this, the importance of having a self-care routine and how massage therapy is a component of our whole body wellness. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And, of course, I've been to a lot of the different massage envies. And congratulations on being the first female CEO of Massage Envy.
Thank you. It is such a pleasure and such a wonderful privilege to lead a brand like this, right, with 1,100 locations across the country and 100% franchise. So working with small business owners that are committed to making a difference in their communities is just incredible. It's been 20 years since the company started and 200 million services. We celebrated both of those milestones this year. So it's just such a privilege for me to sit in the CEO role and to guide this amazing brand through the next 20 years.
Wow, I love that. So talk to us about why is it important to have self-care, a routine? I know, like, I love that because you just, you know, it's planned, but a lot of people don't think about that.
Right. Well, I think that's one of the challenges is a lot of people don't think about themselves, right? You spend so much of your time.
This is so
juggling,
true.
Right. Juggling.
Yeah, especially, you know, as women and moms, right? We're
yep.
last on our list.
We are absolutely. Yeah. We spend so much time focused on taking care of everyone else, organizing their lives and the household and everything else that needs to get done in our jobs and our homes and our personal lives that self-care for ourselves ends up being at the bottom of the list, and it has to rise to the top because if you think about your body, like your car, right? If I told you when you got up, Kim, that the car that you were going to drive today was a car you're going to drive for the next 40 or 50 years, you would take care of that car very differently. Well, this body that we have is the only one we're going to get. So, you know, having a membership that holds you accountable and commits you to taking care of yourself once a month, just starting with once a month, unplugging and taking care of the body that needs to serve you for your life is super important. And we hope that at Massage Envy, we've helped to bring that to more people, make it accessible and affordable and convenient for them to do that, because I feel so passionately about how important committing to taking that time to take care of your body proactively.
Wow. You know, what a great way to look at it. I never thought of it that way, but you're right. If you knew you were going to have this transportation, which is our body, our transportation mm-hmm. that's going to hopefully take us as long as we can, you would be really honoring it and doing the self-care rituals. So what should self-care rituals really include?
Yeah, I think it's going to be different for everybody, but I do believe that massage and skincare should be part of everybody's routine. We all have a body. We all have, you know, our biggest organ, which is our skin. So I think we all need to make sure that we're taking care of it. And what I think is important around massage specifically is you're with an expert, right? You're with a trained professional, a licensed massage therapist who can customize a service for you. So when you go in for a therapeutic massage, they can help you understand your body better. They can understand what the needs are and make sure that that service is customized to what you need. And, you know, you don't go just anywhere to take care of your dental hygiene, for example. You go to a dentist who has been trained in that. The same is true for taking care of your body. Going to a trained professional for your skincare, going to see an esthetician who's licensed, and going to see a licensed massage therapist at a massage MD, to me is a really important connection. So you're getting the best advice and the best treatment available for you, for your body.
I love it. And can you offer, so even regular massages, stretches, facials are all, I mean, is that all what they do at Massage Envy?
Yeah, it is. It's a little known fact. We are Massage Envy, so we are the largest provider of massage therapy in the country in all of our franchise locations. But we're also one of the largest skincare service providers and stretch providers as well. And the benefit of a membership with Massage Envy is you can customize what that visit looks like. So if 1 month you want to do a skincare service and the next month you want to do a massage, you can make that choice. And you can also make that choice in any one of the locations. So your membership is portable. You can go anywhere around the country. So if you're on vacation or traveling for work, you don't have to stop your routine. You can make sure that you can pop into any one of the locations and use that membership. And so that flexibility and accessibility, I think, is really important to help us get over the excuses we all find, right? When we don't put ourselves
right
at the top of the list.
Wow. I love that. There you go. Beth, I didn't know that you could actually go to anywhere in the world, which is really cool. Can you give our listeners more information how they can purchase a membership?
Of course. You can pop into any one of our locations, 1,100 of them, or if you go on to massageenvy.com, it'll help you find a location close to you. You can also buy a gift card if you want to give the gift of wellness to someone to get them started. You can buy those in location or online. And you can also learn on our website at massageenvy.com how to pursue a career in massage therapy, because it is truly a rewarding career where you get to make a difference in people's lives every service that you do. So we always like to, through a scholarship program and many other ways, help people find a new career alternative as well.
I love it. Again, Beth Stiller, thank you so much, CEO of Massage Envy. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Massaging is truly the brighter side of life, and that's what we talk about here. So please check out our podcast and share our show with everyone too.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Kim. Pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. You too. Take care. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Join The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. The Kim Pagano Show would like to invite you to the 10th annual 805 Writers Conference and Book Expo at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Ventura, bringing you a world of wealth and knowledge on the craft of writing and how to launch your own masterpiece. It's all happening November 5th and 6th at the gorgeous Crown Plaza on the beach in Ventura. For more, go to 805writersconference.com. Start your Saturday in a positive way with Kim Pagano. Every Saturday morning.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this.
having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagine, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And my last guest is Kevin Kelly, and he is the Director of Cloud Career Training Programs at AWS Training and Certification. And Amazon is launching 3 new programs, and we're going to hear a little bit more about that. Hi, Kevin, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, joining me is Kevin Kelly, Director of Cloud Career Training Programs at AWS Training and Certificate. And we're going to talk a little bit about Amazon launching 3 new free programs to help build skills and launch careers. You guys are doing such a great job. And, of course, this is all in the cloud, which is beyond me. I love it. Talk to us. And thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We have some programs that are really designed to meet learners where they are, regardless of their experience, whether they have some IT or cloud experience or they're completely new to it. We have a program called AWS Skill Builder, which provides 500 free digital on-demand courses for learners of all kinds. And these are digital learning modules that can be as short as 5 minutes and up to an hour. We have hundreds of hours. We have hundreds of hours of self-paced training and interactive hands-on labs on our AWS Educate portal. We have some specialized programs like IT Skills for You, which is an initiative that we specifically designed to help Ukrainians around the world get access to free cloud computing and skills training in Ukrainian and career services. We have an AWS Restart program, which provides cohort-based learning for entry-level cloud roles, and an associate restart program that provides the same kind of cohort-based learning for unemployed, underemployed individuals who want to modernize their IT skills and pivot mid-career to the cloud. We also have skill centers on the east and west coast of the US where we have interactive exhibits, and it's an in-person space open 5 days a week, but it also delivers remote training from those locations that anyone can take. So we really want to meet learners where they are with as many different kinds of training and make it available to them.
So Kevin, I love this, first of all, and this is available to anyone, correct?
It is. We have programs for adult learners. We have programs for young learners, and we really want to meet them where they are, regardless of their background in IT or the cloud.
And let me ask you, just so our listeners are probably going, okay, first of all, how and where and when, okay, how do they access this free resource?
Yeah, the best way to get started is to go to aboutamazon.com/29million.
Okay, perfect. And why cloud computing now? I mean, what does that exactly mean?
Yeah, cloud computing is a set of compute, storage, database, network services that are made available over the web. So companies don't have to purchase on-premises hardware and build it themselves and maintain it themselves. They can just get straight to building their value-add applications and programs that they want to build. And there's never really been a greater need for individuals with these cloud computing skills, because organizations all around the world are going digital and specifically increasing their use of the cloud. And these are everyday services and companies that we know and use, like Disney Plus, Airbnb, Netflix, Lyft, and many others. They're all using the cloud. And so we want anyone who has a desire to join companies like these to have access to the cloud computing skills that they need to join in this cloud industry. It's also interesting to think about cloud computing fluency being applicable to lots of different kinds of people. So we have individuals that are in marketing, finance, sales, operations, logistics, that are increasing their digital and cloud computing fluency, and it's benefiting them in their roles because there are fewer and fewer roles today that aren't using the cloud.
Yeah. And you know what, like when you fill up on like your computer, let's just say, it's still hard for me to understand this, but it will say, do you want to upgrade and do you want to buy more cloud? Correct? Is that, but this is a free cloud computing skill training. So it's not on anybody's space. You're not going to have to download these things, right? It's just a course that's available to everybody.
Yep. These courses are available online and they're digital. Okay. And so they're really available to anyone that can connect to them.
Wow. I love it. Kevin, can you one more time give out how our listeners can find out more about this?
Yeah. The best way to find about these programs is to go to aboutamazon.com/29 million.
Okay. Perfect. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. That is truly helpful to everybody. So again, thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for having me on, Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. And of course, we are so grateful that you tuned in here. And I definitely want to make sure that you download our podcast. That is the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Nothing is impossible. Have a great rest of your weekend.